This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to program on the face of the planet. My name is Stu Peters. StuPeters.tv is where you're going to find me. And, you know, I'm going through my phone here, and I just got a message from a girl named Brittany Galvin. You may have heard of her. She was a jab victim. She originally was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré. She's telling me that now her symptoms are just going through the roof. She's at the cardiologist right now. I hope that she doesn't mind me telling you that, but I'm just reading these text messages, and she was sending me the story of this Rachel Weiss, who her dad was killed 3 months ago today. He had a stroke from these injections. Doctors filled out a VAERS report. They all pointed to the shot, yet the media doesn't report on any of these kinds of sad stories. It breaks my heart. Her story goes on and on. But, you know, here on the 23rd of July, 2021, we're really in the fight for our life. I mean, this isn't just about the assault on our constitutional republic anymore. These stories are so abundant, which makes us the most concerned today about people like Governor Ron DeSantis completely flipping the script. There's been a ton of frustration into the rhetoric around these vaccines from President Donald J. Trump. Now you see Greg Abbott, you know, and Fox News. I mean, these people have become a 24-hour vaccine infomercial. And we already know that we're in the fight for our freedom. We're smack dab in the middle of a fight for our lives. We're battling to retain our right to speak freely. Every single day, it's an effort here on this platform, InfoWars. You know, freeworldnews.tv, banthis.tv. I mean, all of the domain switching that we have to do just in an effort to continue to remain on a platform where the voices can be heard, where your voice can be heard. I know that Alex features your voices for hours every week as you call in and voice your stories, your opinions. He goes to the experts. These are the people that you're supposed to be able to hear from. And I don't know what Governor Ron DeSantis is looking at. I don't know what data he's researching, but certainly he's not in touch with these stories from these people as he continues to push this inoculation and making a switch it's very frustrating. And we're going to talk to somebody about that. Marjorie Taylor Greene has a theory as to why this is, and there's so many theories that are running around out there, but I think that she's hitting it pretty much on the head. But our right to hold on to these rights, I mean, these freedoms, these liberties, the right to speak, the right to possess firearms to protect us against, oh, I don't know, something really conspiracy theory, but like maybe a tyrannical government that might try to take us over someday, that right that's not supposed to be infringed, the battle to preserve our medical freedom, which quite simply means the fight for our life. And at the center of all of that is our right to vote. Earlier today, I talked to Bobby Payton. You might know this guy. You know, immediately after the Alex Jones show, immediately when you're done here, go over to StuPeters.tv at your leisure and check out this interview. But he's estimating now 311,000 phantom votes, which has lawmakers in Arizona now moving to decertify the election, the 2020 election that we're all questioning. Every vote shouldn't count. Every legal vote should count. And the importance of returning election integrity to our system, to our process, is the most pivotal thing, because we can't discuss free speech. We can't discuss the right to keep our firearms. We can't discuss our medical freedom unless we know that the people that we send to positions of power and influence, that our will is actually carried out in that system. And that they will use that influence not as a weight for their social media platform, but as the weight for you and me and our voices. The agenda for every single one of these people, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Governor Ron DeSantis, Governor Greg Abbott, any of them, should be focused on protecting the sovereignty of our freedom and fighting for we the people, period. There should be no other agenda. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene was on the War Room with Steve Bannon just the day before yesterday, and we're going to get into some of that. But a financial expert is going to join us to talk about how all of this plays out and why Governor DeSantis might be doing this. if we can get him on the line. I know that there's been some problems trying to get him on here, and we'll see if we can have him. But stay around. The Alex Jones Show is on. My name is Stu Peters. You can find me at stupeters.com.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
And frankly, if you
are scared of people. But the surrender up
where the majority of police officers spend their time, the most vulnerable communities, and we want to do everything we can for every person in the city.
Stop
but we're
not
doing it, and they take all the tools that we have to our jobs.
Just your time.
Yeah.
Well, and compared to what, just a year,
to get these
what we know now,
just to mention when he says, when I guarantee when we arrest these guys, we'll know who
that
they
we know be the people.
That says a lot right there. Craig Pemberton, thank you very much for being
our voice, and that we can ensure
James Craig, the former chief of police of Detroit, credited with keeping businesses safe in Detroit last summer while other cities across the nation were burning. He's just
announced
that he will run for governor of Michigan to try to unseat
much of your voice.
James Craig, chief, thank you so much. It's good to have you with us today.
Paul, the mountains are now evidence.
Just
now being kicked off and asking so-called January 6th Commission has spurred an investigation of his own. He's now calling for Nancy Pelosi to be investigated, and we all know that she had a direct involvement with that whole setup, that whole staged violence at the hands of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the Capitol Police, the FBI, Major General William Walker. People are not going to stand for this anymore. The communists are really ramping up their efforts in every sector of your life. The great one, as Sean Hannity calls him, Mark Levin, his book couldn't be more timely right now, Marxism in America, and that is exactly what's happening here. In every sector of your life, it's what Marxists do. And we've recently been bringing a ton of attention to your medical freedom. We've covered stories from pilots being forced into these shots, being called vaccines, putting the general flying at public, you at risk. 40,000 feet in the air in a $230 million aircraft, medical experts and the air carriers themselves have issued warnings about blood clots in these pilots. Doctors have confirmed this to be an extremely legitimate concern. We've talked about the requirement that your young child wears an oxygen-inhibiting mask. It should have been a sign for you right away when they were suggesting homemade masks. I mean, what good does that do? An entire day at school. And we're all pissed off about it, despite the fact that these kids have absolutely not been largely impacted by the set of symptoms being referred to as the dangerous COVID-19, which is the only virus in world history that requires around-the-clock advertising to remind you of its existence because of the fact it doesn't exist. How many countless doctors have we talked to? Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Judy Mikovits. I mean, the list goes on and on. Peter McCullough. Dr. David Martin, how many people do we have to bring forward, and why aren't these people listening to them? Why isn't Governor Ron DeSantis listening to these people? It's frustrating. Now, as we fight for our choice to make these decisions on our own, when we go to the election, the polling place, We have recognized a handful of fighters that have stood their ground. They've remained strong in their fight. Those people like Ron DeSantis. That's why it's so frustrating right now. We have put our trust in people like Donald Trump. That's why we're so frustrated right now. And medical freedom isn't a topic that we should even be debating. It shouldn't be open for a discussion. I mean, imagine living in times where the government can actually force you to submit to a needle in your body. To have some unknown substance now proven to be toxic, riddled with poisonous ingredients like graphene oxide, shot into your bloodstream, nanoparticles penetrating every fiber of your body, internal organs, possibly altering your entire makeup. That's according to experts. And if you should resist, well, it'll be forced on you. You'll be jailed, hauled off to quarantine camps, killed. I don't know. That's where we are. That's why so many people are in an outrage when they listen to this rhetoric from Donald Trump, from Ron DeSantis, who have not come out adamantly warning about the thing that's caused an unprecedented amount of deaths around the world and are actually coming out encouraging it. A lot of people argue that. Stu, Donald Trump says it should be your choice. Stu, he had to do it to avoid this. Stu, we're in a time of war. There are thousands of people dying. And every year we ring a bell for a whole entire day. On the anniversary of 9/11, where around about 3,000 people died. Think about that. How many people died in the Korean War? 32,000? 29,000? The CDC whistleblower says that this vaccine alone has caused upward of 45,000 deaths. This is why it's so frustrating when we watch the Fox News channel suddenly become the 24-hour vaccine infomercial. Why we begin to panic when those fighters like Ron DeSantis come out vocally supporting these deadly injections. It's alarming and nobody really knows why. But Marjorie Taylor Greene was on that war room with Steve Bannon just the other day. And during that conversation, she made reference to why she believes that this is happening. Wall Street, she says. Wall Street. So I reached out to a financial expert. He's joining us now. Carlos Cortez is the founder and CEO of Cortez Wealth Management. He's a financial expert. He's an independent fiduciary. Carlos, does this line up? Does this make sense?
Absolutely does, Stu. And it's quite frustrating as a patriot on Wall Street. Like I said, my father's a pastor in the military, a man that served in the military. We fight every day for our freedoms. And even for advisors that worked on Wall Street or that in the business, this is why I refuse to work with several broker dealers that force certain products on us. This is why that 65-year-olds get mailers in the mail, invite them to dinner so these corrupt companies can force expensive products to middle Americans in their retirement. And I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. It's not doing anything for anybody.
So is it realistic to say that this is the inflation of bribery, that politicians, elected representatives, even the most vigorous of fighters are being subjected to the bribery of the gangsters on Wall Street, who we all know, by the way, are manipulated by the installed Biden regime. And we all know that the Biden regime is sold out and is owned and controlled by the puppeteers and the CCP. So are we saying that this far-reaching control over our financial structure, our entire infrastructure here, Wall Street namely, is responsible for bribing officials like Ron DeSantis, who serves the people, into saying that these death jabs should be injected into your body?
I mean, we can look at, we can look at all the evidence that we know, the facts, and simply, like I said earlier, Johnson & Johnson, the stock never went down when the vaccine was paused. That's manipulation there. We all know that things could go south if there is any type. I mean, look at the virus, how it affected the cruise lines industry. The stocks plummeted. So when you have a controlled distribution such as a Bilderberg or a type of New World Order based company that pulls the strings, I mean, there's a lot of puppets. There's a lot of puppets right now, and they're being exposed. But we have to really understand that a man always has a number. And I'm not saying DeSantis has a number. We need to allow him to have the ability to speak on what does he mean. Because when you have thousands of people dying from this vaccine, I mean, it goes to show you that no matter who it is, that Wall Street will penetrate its way. During November, if you looked at the S&P 500, it was on its up upturned even after Trump was quote unquote leaving office. The market was doing well, and then all of a sudden, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, all these big banks said they're preparing for a Joe Biden administration, and the market started going up. Well, if you look at the history of the Democrats in Wall Street, you know, there are Republicans that actually have a good influence on the market. If you look at the administrations, but if you look at the history, the Democrats always seem to get the better rate of returns is because the conservatives have built the economy. They took the hit. And now, like the Tony Dungy theory of, you know, he didn't win the Super Bowl. It was John Gruden, but it was Tony Dungy's work. Same thing happens on Wall Street.
Exactly. Yeah. I got to leave it right. Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management, independent fiduciary. We really appreciate your expertise on this. Coming up after the break, we're going to dive more into the reasons why you may be subjected to this jab and how else they might try to coerce this. And how you're being tracked now by your phone. That's next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Keep up the pressure. It's moving the needle. That's what we have to be focused on right now as we watch the entire major broadcast news network conglomerate that's owned by the same six corporations, all in bed with the CCP, as we watch cable news outlets and even alternative so-called conservative news outlets are flipping, and they're moving towards this closer and closer to this globalist narrative from these communists. We have to continue to push the needle with those who we have sent to represent us, supposedly, allegedly. Now, on November 3rd and 4th last year, we know that that wasn't a reflection of our voice. That has been solved. The crime has been solved. The election was absolutely stolen. And every day, more and more evidence pours out of states like Arizona and Georgia. We know that there's a battle happening in Michigan. There's a fight for Pennsylvania. People are pissed off in Wisconsin and here in Minnesota. We absolutely have to get this right. Because our kids and our grandkids, all of the future generations to come, will never know the greatness that the United States of America represents. If we don't get this right, right now, only history books will talk about that once free country. And I don't know about you, but for me, that is absolutely unquestionably unacceptable. 311,000 phantom voters in Arizona. 311,000. That's the estimate now coming out from Bobby Payton. I mean, this guy is a mathematical genius. And a lot of the times that he talks, he gets very technical. He was asked back in January to participate in that Patrick Byrne documentary, The Deep Rig. I mean, election integrity is really important, and understanding the intricacies of how it was stolen is important. But the basic message has to be now a call to action and what you can do individually. And moving that needle is where we have to be focused. You see, just a couple of weeks ago, Rand Paul was grilling Anthony Fauci. And what you saw from that were social media posts from Rand Paul that echoed that exchange. They were heated exchanges that were happening. And then you go to Rand Paul's page and you click on it, and where does it bring you? Well, it brings you to a fundraising page for Rand Paul. Why do you need money? Why do I need to contribute money for you to do what you were set to do? That was a question. That's a legitimate question. I'm not here to jump down the throat of people like Rand Paul. But that's a legitimate question that needs to be asked. And so as we've been asking it, and millions of people are responding, hey, yeah, why do I need to contribute to you to really push the needle and really to really pressure this guy, who it's now been exposed, is not only complicit in, but manufactured what is turning out to look like a genocide? What difference does fundraising make at this point when we're all going to die, right? I mean, that's really where we need to be focused. That's really the position that we need to take right now. And pushing that needle is working, because now Rand Paul is calling for a criminal investigation into the troll, the liar, the murderer in chief, Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, we all know we didn't vote for this guy, the top paid bureaucrat in our government, who can just arbitrarily control your entire life, not just here in America, but globally. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene on the War Room with Steve Bannon, she's saying, yes, I went to that Senate hearing, I sat down in the room, I watched this thing, and now I have moved from Fire Fauci, this hashtag that was trending, to Indict Fauci. Okay, so we're making some headway. and the pressure that you can bring to these people can only come from your living room, from putting your rubber to the road, in essence, from really getting down to brass tacks and figuring out what you can do. Now, there are, what, 330, 340 some odd million people in the United States of America. Well, so 500,000, by all intents and purposes, is really not a big number. Imagine 500,000 people hitting the streets, going out actually canvassing and figuring out who voted, whether or not your vote actually counted. If there's 28 people registered to vote from this 2,000 square foot house, that doesn't seem to make any sense. And just figuring out who people are and if they really even exist. Search your own name. Take mine, for example, Stu Peters. How many different variants of Stu Peters are out there? Same age, same last name, but maybe even in a different state, spelled differently, S-T-U. Or maybe a D on the end of Stewart instead of Stewart, it's Stewart. I mean, all of these things, take your name and go check. Go check in the voter rolls, check the databases, and figure out how many times you've been duplicated. I bet you'll be shocked. And that is the thing that Bobby Payton brought to the table. And that's what he said. Look, you have to take a look at this data. Well, now what's being done with it? Well, it actually looks like state officials in the state of Arizona are going to look to decertify that election. Moving the needle works. And we can move the needle also effectively. InfoWars, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Stu Peters, Ann Vandersteel, Del Bigtree. I mean, the list goes on, but there are a select handful of people that have considerably large platforms that are truly acting as the voice of the American people. There is an alternative media source movement that has the ability to move the needle of the mainstream media. And when you watch, you can pay attention to people, certain people at the Fox News channel, who are actually moving their needle. And the more we move that needle, the more the masses will be exposed to what the actual truth is, specifically surrounding these vaccines. Now, we have found some research that has been done by a doctor overseas. And this doctor has compared the blood of injected people versus the unvaxxed, you know, the dirty people, the scary people, the people that will all be in the gulags together, you and I. And it's absolutely devastating, the difference between the unvaxxed and the vaxxed, the difference, what these blood cells look like, what it's doing to you. And we're going to break that here in a few minutes. The other thing that I think is really important to recognize is that this propaganda machine is going to move us into the next phase as the resistance or the hesitation, which they anticipated, fully anticipated this happening, that millions of people would say, no, I'm not really into that. I'm not sure. And now I see all this. Absolutely not. They compensated for that. Well, how do they do that? They package the same poison with a different appeal. A little bow on it, something prettier, a different word, different method. And so they're going to start pushing these things onto you as, well, you know, here's a really safe alternative to the Pfizer or the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson or the AstraZeneca, you know, those things that have been proven to have killed now upwards of, according to a CDC whistleblower, 45,000 people just here in the United States alone. Dr. Brian Artis brought that whistleblower. There's going to be a safe alternative for you. Now, this is something new. What's it called? Novavax. So Dr. Jane Ruby is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. She has information on this Novavax, and she's going to bring this study of blood, what this is actually doing to your blood, what these shots are actually doing to your blood. And if Ron DeSantis wants to take a peek, you can show it to him. If Trump wants to take a look at this, you can show it to him. Whoever your elected representative is, you need to bring this stuff to them, show them, make them look. The Alex Jones Show will be right back. My name is Stu Peters.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality, durable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that President Donald J. Trump was unequivocally 100% the best president of my lifetime. And I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with him, if there's going to be a reinstatement. Do you have to be reinstated to something if it was proven to be fraudulent in the first place? I don't know what the legal mechanisms are there. I'm not an attorney. I haven't invested millions of dollars like Mike Lindell. I mean, he's a patriot. I haven't gone through the forensics of all of this stuff. I'm here opining, seeing what I see as a stolen election, clearly fraudulent. But my love or appreciation for President Donald J. Trump and what he's responsible for, which is the Great Awakening, the reason why we are all talking about this, doesn't make me blind I can't just arbitrarily, unequivocally support 100% somebody no matter what they do. And I don't think that you should either. I mean, that's just my opinion. You can take it. You can leave it. You can hate me. I don't really care. You can cancel me, unfollow. That's fine. StuPeters.tv is trash. He hates President Trump. No, I didn't say that. I'm very concerned about the rhetoric surrounding these vaccines because I'm talking to experts every single day who have laid this out. America's frontline doctors, Dr. Carrie Madej. I mean, the list goes on. And Dr. Jane Ruby has been here with us many times. She joins me again now. Dr. Jane Ruby, I am concerned with the fact that so many people are being pushed to this thing by the platform, by the pedestal of President Donald Trump, and now of people like Governor Ron DeSantis in your state of Florida. Governor Greg Abbott is now doing this in Texas. Whether we know them as propagandists or not, we know their involvement. They were in on it on the 3rd and 4th of November, Fox News. Millions of people still watch that network and consider that to be their honest source of reporting. I've heard about endowments. I've heard a lot of things. Now we're talking Wall Street manipulation. It doesn't matter why, but the rhetoric is there surrounding these vaccines, and we need to continue to show people exactly what these things do to you. You've talked to Brittany Galvin. I've talked to Brittany Galvin. There are hundreds, thousands now in my Proton mail, emails. My DMs are filled with victims of these jabs. I mean, we're talking about thousands or possibly upwards of tens of thousands of people who have died as a result of these injections being called vaccines. You have now here slides, more proof. This is what it's doing to your blood. What do you have?
I've been actually getting slides for many weeks now from all kinds of technicians and experts in blood analysis looking at the physical aspects of the blood. But recently there was a physician from the UK, and since then I have actually spoken with him, and because since he first put this information out, he began to get, I guess, threatening phone calls and other types of communication. He asked me not to use his name, but I could use his first name, so his name is Dr. Philip. What he provided on the air, and which we've provided to your producers today, is a side-by-side. This one particular slide I thought would be easy to help people understand what he's been finding. And he's been finding them predominantly in patients who have gotten the Moderna shot, but certainly all of the patients who have had a shot of one company or another, he is seeing their blood look like this. So on your left-hand side of the screen, you see there are these very nice plump round structures. Those are your red blood cells. There's a lot of iron in the middle. The responsibility among many is to carry oxygen to your cells. So it's just a, you know, they're nice shape. They're very consistent. There's a lot of space between them so they can move freely. On your right, what you see is what Dr. Phillips saw under patients. These are blood smears on patients who have had an injection from one company or another. Now, what you see in those clumpy areas, those are formerly red blood cells. They have no longer have that nice, round, smooth shape. They start to aggregate or clump together. Eventually, they clump so tightly, Stu, that you can barely make them out as red blood cells. Now, the structures that are kind of gold and long in there, he described them as tubular. He said that they were open tubes on either end when he increased the magnification, and he said that some of the distorted, damaged blood cells were kind of trapped inside of there. He didn't know what these gold structures are, but they do kind of look remotely like the Spanish researchers who, when they first looked under the regular microscope, you saw these long structures of this shape and folded over. And so they look very similar to that. He is just blown away, Stu. He's also said, though, these patients are very symptomatic. They're sick. They have blood clots. They have difficulty breathing. They have no energy anymore. They look like they're slowly dying. And here's the tricky part, and I've been raising this issue for quite some time now. When he goes to do regular blood studies like blood counts, white blood count, red blood count, types of blood cells, and chemistries like sodium, potassium, chloride, things like that, the tests are all positive. And so I asked him yesterday what he made of that. This is a 40-year physician who's a surgeon, who's seen thousands and thousands of patients, and he doesn't have a clue. Stu, he said, he's never seen anything like it before.
So this guy, who we can only refer to as Dr. Philip, he brings these slides forward, and that looks like that picture that we're looking at right there, what you were referring to as folded over or long sheets, is what the Spanish researchers, those La Quinta Columna people, exposed is graphene oxide, a toxic poison inside of the Pfizer shot that they came out and said, yeah, we found it in AstraZeneca as well. And now we're hearing unconfirmed reports, which I don't know if you have them or not today, but Moderna as well. And we can assume that this graphene oxide is in all of these things. But
yes.
This Dr. Philip.
I was going to say, you just hit on something. There's a new report on a Moderna vial that is about to come out in writing, but it is in the public domain now, that some Argentinian researchers did the same steps of examination, according to the report. They went through regular microscope, and then they went to electron microscope. They found the same percentage of graphene oxide in the Moderna vial as the La Quinta Columna researchers from Spain found in the Pfizer vial. There's also been a report of an AstraZeneca vial from some researchers in a different area of Spain, but we haven't gotten those two written reports yet.
Which brings me to my point, or my question, I guess, that I have for you, is you mentioned that Dr. Philip only wants to be referred to by his first name because he brings this stuff forward, and now as a result of this exposure, his life has been threatened.
It seems so.
And that's being reported by him to you. That is really alarming. Now, we keep talking about and referring to La Quinta Columna, Spanish this, Argentinian that. Why can you speculate? Why is nobody in the United States taking these vials, inspecting them, and reporting these things widely here?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I am really surprised that we don't have a huge collection of vials that have been taken for examination and that we're not hearing anything yet. It could be that perhaps there are researchers or scientists in the United States that are looking at these and they want to look at a lot of them before they come forward with their findings. I also think it might be kind of dangerous for people to come forward, as we've seen with Dr. Philip. He said he's been getting really nasty communications, emails. They've doxed him in England. He's gotten death threats. I didn't get any more detail than that, but that was certainly enough. I felt very badly for him. He's just trying to share this information with people. As a physician, he said, I have a hard time getting to other physicians to be able to talk about it. Apparently in the UK, it is now a crime to make, as in his words, to make the government look bad. And he could go to jail. He's very frightened he'll be arrested and taken to jail.
Wow. Absolutely insane. So I guess I can understand that, you know, people are scared, but there comes a point in time where you're talking about billions of lives globally at stake here. Now, as the findings come forward on Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, this hesitancy or this resistance is going to continue to increase. And I'm not buying the propaganda that 2/3 of this country are inoculated. I'm just not buying that. But as this thing ramps up, now they're going to bring in something and repackage it and call it safe, a safe alternative. That might be Novavax, and we're going to talk about that next as the Alex Jones Show continues with that.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
FreeWorldNews.tv, the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. That was my site right there, StuPeters.tv. I'd be honored if you'd come over and check me out if you haven't already. One of those articles that you just saw up there, we were just talking earlier today about the pingdemic. And this is really something that you should pay close attention to, this government tracking on your cell phones. You don't have to sign up for a service. You don't have to download the app. You don't have to give your cell phone carrier permission to allow this tracking. The government is going to track citizens, notify them if they have been in contact with somebody with the dreadful virus, and order them to immediately quarantine, lock down for a period of, I believe it was 10 weeks to two, or excuse me, 10 days to 2 weeks. And if you don't, there's going to be sanctions. There's going to be fines. There's going to be jail time. Unbelievable. And so the same thing is happening here, which then, of course, is going to cause the panic, which is going to send everybody out in anticipation of these lockdowns. If you've been around somebody who's got the the fearful man-engineered virus that was intentionally released to incapacitate the world and steal your freedoms, force complete subservience to a global cabal. And it's going to force these people into the grocery stores, into the gas stations to stock up on things, and you're going to see the depletion of all of the natural goods and the foods and the things that we need in order to survive. Alex Jones talks about it all the time. This is actually happening in the real world. And so, you know, for all of the fact checkers, for all of the conspiracy theorists, and we know where the fact checkers come from. I mean, we just did a big deal at Lead Stories, you know, who they're funded by, who they're in bed with. We know who they are. But that's why they're able to censor language of people like Alex Jones, who once again has been proven right. And once again, the tinfoil hat comes off. And once again, here we are talking about the actual reality of a global takeover, Marxism being introduced into the United States in a time where you never thought that this would happen. And so Dr. Jane Ruby is joining us. We showed what happens to your red blood cells, what's happening to your blood. We have talked about graphene oxide. Now it's in the Moderna shot. It's confirmed. We don't know why they're not doing this here in the United States. Your bravery, which is why I continue to have you back, because your bravery should be noted as heroic and nothing less than that. Extremely patriotic, the fact that you are willing to risk it all to come forward. When we're talking about a doctor now in Argentina who won't even allow his last name to be used, but that cloak has to come off. People can no longer hide. If you really want to acknowledge that we're in a time of war, certainly the information war is on, but it's more than that. If you really want to acknowledge that, you can't fight this from the cloak of a blur or an altered voice. And although, be it, I respect whistleblowers, we now need to, in these meetings with school boards, parents need to take off their masks. They need to do these interviews right in the wide open and come out and say, nope, we're not going to provide proof of inoculation. Nope, these are dangerous. They're killing people. Here's the science. Here's the evidence. Here's the patents dating back from 2002. Here's the proof that this thing was engineered. Here's the proof what it does to your body. Here's the proof that graphene oxide is in it. And the researchers here in the United States need to dive into this. No more of this nonsense. We're going to wait for this and wait for that. Look, the proof is in the pudding. It's there. We showed what it's doing to your blood. And now they're going to introduce alternatives to these death clot shots that have pilots, you know, potentially will be crashing planes. I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous. And so now they're going to be, it's very scary. And now they're going to be introducing this Novavax. You told me first about it. I had not yet heard of it, which means I can speculate that there are hundreds of millions of people around the world who have not yet heard of this new company, or this company, not new company, but this company that has been newly made public, this Novavax, is going to have a vaccine that it doesn't act like Pfizer. It doesn't act like Moderna. It doesn't act like AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson. No, no, no. This is something completely different. Dr. Jane Ruby, what is it?
Yeah, Stu, the word is going around that this is, quote, an old-fashioned type of vaccine. It's actually not. I understand that people are still fearful of this variant story, but everybody has to remember the PCR test is completely incapable of detecting viral load, which means it cannot tell you if you're ill. Secondly, since the SARS-CoV-2 virus in its whole entirety has never been isolated, how do you even begin to diagnose a variant of that virus? But let's enter the stage with Novavax. Novavax is the name of a company that is in the D.C. area, Gaithersburg, Maryland. They do have some track record in developing vaccines. But before everyone gets excited, wants to go out and celebrate, this is really, I'm going to give you the bottom line, and then I'm going to explain how it happens. This Novavax actually gets you to the same exact place, which means that your body is going to be flooded with toxic synthetic spike proteins that are made from a collection of different a genetic material from different cell lines. Here's what they do, Stu. They inject into moths what's called a baculovirus. This is a virus that doesn't infect humans, but it is able to infect insects and arthropods or spiders. And so what they do is they inject these moths with a baculovirus. Now, the baculovirus is the transporter for the mRNA material, the genetic material, that forces the moths, sound familiar, to make spike proteins. Now watch, that's not the end of the story. They then extract the spike proteins from the moths. They stud them into a nanoparticle, starting to sound even more familiar. And then they put that's what they end up injecting into you, but not before they add another chemical substance called saponin, which apparently comes from a plant. It's a little bit of a surfactant, or what we would call a soap-like material. It's highly irritating to the human body, and it was supposedly, theoretically added so that it would sort of spark your immune system to react a little more robustly. And so basically what we're seeing here is, you know, Novavax injects DNA for spikes into moths, right? They make a ton of spikes. They then take the spikes, put them in a lipid nanoparticle, and then they take that material and they put that in a vial, and that's what you're getting as your alternative, if you will, to what we already have now, which is a nightmare. It's the same nightmare, Stu. It's just a different mechanism of delivery.
So what about symptoms? You know, obviously, if the mechanism is relatively similar, if it gets you to the same place, in other words, producing spike proteins, you know, all of these different things, is it safe to assume that symptomatically people who subject themselves to a Novavax would more than likely be experiencing, you know, menopausal women would start bleeding, infertility might occur, random things happening with a menstruation cycle or menstrual cycle, guys experiencing, you know, hangover type headache symptoms. I mean, are these, how about tremors and magnetism and all this other stuff? I mean, are these going to be the similar symptom groups? Would you speculate?
Well, I think there's going to be that and more. And the concern I have about more nightmare, more problem, is that in this particular virus, if you really drill down into their preclinical work, they've actually added an HIV, it's called the HIV glycoprotein 120 prion. Prions are very dangerous protein-like materials, Stu. They can jump from person to person. They have a particular affinity for brain tissue. And in fact, in the animal studies with the Novavax trial, you can see information that shows that in less than 2 weeks, 95% of the mice died, and almost 100% of the macaque monkeys died. And when they did the autopsies on their brains, they found this really soft, mushy, finding. And what it looked like to them is exactly like something called spongiform encephalopathy. And for nerds out there or medical experts, you'll recognize that term as mad cow disease. So you're talking about, then they also went on to find what's called Lewy bodies, which is found in, that's a physical structure that is found heavily in people with advanced dementia stages. So when I say there could be more nightmare coming, I don't understand why these, you know, incredibly poisonous, toxic things were added to something that is supposedly supposed to give you some protection or immunity. And I've said from the beginning, they're not vaccines. Please just wait. Everything keeps unfolding.
Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you being here. Mad cow disease. Nearly everybody that gets mad cow disease, I think, dies from that thing. It's definitely
very dangerous.
Yeah, very
yep.
dangerous.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Yep.
So as we continue to try to push the needle that I referred to, part of that is arming your fellow Americans, your neighbor down the street, your church congregation, your son's basketball team, your daughter's gymnastics, your son's baseball, your girl's softball. Arming those parents, arming your neighbor with this information is the most important thing in the world, because the more you do it, the more infuriated people will become, knowing this is what they're trying to inject into my kid. This is what they're trying to force me to provide proof of before I can return to work. This is what they're injecting into the pilots that are flying me around at 40,000 feet. Oh, hell no. Arm yourself with the information as the information war continues right here at freeworldnews.tv. My name is Stu Peter.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.